the end of Siman Kuf Vav Dalet, we're holding the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Tes, which is on Amstit Tes Vav. It's the last Mishnah Berurah. It's a long Mishnah Berurah. We haven't finished it. So we're holding in the left column. We did the last case I ran through. I just want to go back to the last case that we were at. So he brings the Chubas Ramam, the Ramam Mipano, Mishnah Samot Dalet. Echad Shekana Mitzvah L'Shana. It's about 8 lines down on the left column. The person bought a mitzvah for the year that he's a zaycha, that all of the glilas of the year belong to him. He could do it himself or he could give it to somebody else. And the Jews were then exiled from the city. Now, and they moved somewhere else. Does he have to pay for that which he acquired the mitzvah? He committed to acquire for the mitzvah. So what's the halacha? If at the time of the kinyan it was known that the king had made this decision and he made this commitment to buy it, knowing that they might leave, right? So, even though they were trying to make different types of efforts to get the king to rescind his decision. He should have made a condition. He knows the possibility that they might be sent away from the city, and he committed to give the money without making any type of condition. He should have spoken out the condition. So therefore, we said that if he didn't make a condition, means he's saying he's willing to give it no matter what. So therefore, he has to pay. Okay, number 1. Number 2, when he makes the Tanai, he has to meet all of the requirements of how Tanoim have to be made. Then Tanai Karama Maisa V'Kadoim. So Mishpatei HaTanoim, the Rambam says there are 4 Mishpatei HaTanoim, that there are 4 different things that you have to meet the criteria to have a valid status of a halachic Tanai in regards to any type of kinyanim, etc. That the Tanai will override the action of the kinyan. So it has to be Tanai Karama Maisa, that you have to say the Tanai. You have to say the language of the Tanai before the action. That's how Bas Mishan and Rishan. And there's one sheet that's told that you have to say it before you do the Maisa, but that's mostly, you have to speak out. If X is true, I am committing. If X is not true, I'm not committing. So you have to say the Tanai part first. Number 2, the Tanai, you have to say the Hain Karim Olav. You have to say the positive before the negative. Number 3, you have to say both sides. Probably that order that you should say the order. Tanai Kofel should be first. In the Tanai Kofel, you have to say both sides. You have to say the positive before the negative. In some cases, it's not so clear what the positive and what the negative is. Normally, the assumption is that the positive is that the Maisa should take effect. So, for example, if a man says to the woman, I'm being Mekadosh, if you pay me $200, I'm being Mekadosh, and if not, I won't be Mekadosh. He wants to be Mekadosh, only with the condition that he gets paid. So the hain, the positive sign would be that if she pays, he'll marry her. If she doesn't pay, he won't marry her. Right? Now, there's a Gregory has an interesting case which talks about making a Tanai. A person says Shema early. Right? He's worried about he's going to miss the shul's in the Mishma. They miss the proper so a person should make a Tanai. So if really it's referred to an Allah to say Kriya Shema in the context of Berachas Kriya Shema. On the other hand, I'm worried in case that they get to too late, I will not be Yetzik Shema, or I'm not sure the Pesach like the Magen Avraham or the Gra, something of that sort. So I want to be Yetzik Shema, but I also want to be Yetzik Shema in the proper time. So here, Rabbi Gregory says, I'm not sure which one is. I say, if the Tzibur gets there too late, I want to be Yetzik Shema now. So I'm saying, I want this to be effective. That's the Hain. On the other hand, I really would prefer not to be Yotze. I really prefer to be Yotze later on with Kriya Shema, in Birkas Kriya Shema, if I could. So Kriya over there is Masupik, what's the Hain and what's the Lab? So he suggests you should say 3 sides. If the Sefer gets to the Kriya Shema on time, I want to be Yotze later on. If they don't, I want to be Yotze now. If they do, I want to be Yotze later on. So for sure you have the positive before the negative. Okay, but in most cases, it's pretty clear. What you want to be effective is called the Hain. What you don't want to be effective is called the Lab. So those are the 3. So I call, you have to say both sides. You have to say the positive for the negative, and you have to say the Tanai before the Maisa. You don't say, here's the Kinyan, if X takes place. You have to say if first. The 4 things, the Rambam says that the Tanai and the Maisa can't be Bedav Rechid. You can't have the Tanai and the Maisa being on the same topic. Or it's here's the money and the kedusha. You have cases where the chalois is the tanai itself, and that's complicated. So you can't do that. Okay, so the Rami panel says that for this to work, that you're not mechuyev to pay your commitment to the kehila, you need all of the halachas of tanoim. You're committing to pay the kehila the X amount of money for the galila, for the king and mitzvah of the galila for this year, $1,000. You're paying $1,000. You get the rights to all the galilas of the whole year. You want to make a condition on it that you're only committing if they don't get exiled from the city, right? So then fine, just speak that out. If we don't get exiled, I'm committing. If we do get exiled, I'm not committing. You have to say all the conditions. That's what the Ramami panel says. So the Kibager, Kedusha Kibager, Masig al Zeb, Daita the Kol, Shagila Daita, then Okarna Ela Bedafka, Shidin La Glila Sagi. He never got his glilas. Right, so here it was very clear that the reason why I'm committing to pay this money is because I expect to get something. Well, they never got anything because they kicked him out and everyone hid the rinyan and he has no excuse to get the mitzvah lila anymore. Shkarega says you don't need mishpatei atzonoyim over here. So this gets involved in a tosis in kedushin. Tosis in kedushin grapples with the Gemara says a story. The Gemara says that there's a person who's living in Babel and decided he wants to make aliyah, he wants to live there at Tzisrael. So he sold all of his possessions because he wants to live there to Israel. Right? So the Mora says, then it turned out that it didn't work out. He wasn't able to make it. He wasn't able to go. So he says, I want my items back because I only sold them because I'm planning to move. So the Mora says, since at the time that when he made the sale, even though I already knew his plans, but at the time he made the sale, he didn't speak out. That's why he's doing it. So therefore the sale is valid and he can't get his items back. So he says, it's very nice. Moriz Masha, had he spoken out that I'm moving there, it would have been sufficient, but you didn't meet the criteria of Tanoyim. So what happened to the halachas of Tanoyim? Right? He didn't say, if I'm going, I'm selling, I'm not going, I'm not selling. He didn't say any of that. He just said, you know, I'm moving there to sell tomorrow, I'm selling my car. He didn't say, had he said that would have been sufficient. So Tosis says, apparently there's a point where you get such a clarity of why you're doing it. It's like Tyson calls it, it's believable, they call it, it's so obvious why you're doing it. That everybody understands that you don't need to specify Hilchos Tanoim over there. You don't need to meet the criteria of Hilchos Tanoim. So Kibager holds that this situation would be comparable to that case over there in the Tosis, and that's why you would not need Mishra Tehat Tanoim. Okay, that's where we got to last time. What's the Dover Bechotze Besek Nesses?
Last time.
What's the Dover Bechotze Besek Nesses or Besek Nesses? Person found Metzia in the shul, either in the chotzer or in the shul itself. So there's a kinyan chotzer. So the shul is kaina, right? So Mazachabai, the law is that the person can keep the item. Lamina the yikta chotzer the hektish. We don't say that the chotzer should be kaina for the shul, which is comparable to hektish. The chotzer kaina mitam yad veinyad the hektish. Morgan the rabbi shemaguda, by the kushur kiveger. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Aguda. Aguda was one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Tosfos, and the Aguda says that the Gemara said that the Chotzer works as an extension of the person, and there's no concept of Kinyan Chotzer that of Chotzer leHektish. So the basic Knesset functions along the lines of Hektish, and therefore the basic Knesset has no kind of Kinyan to acquire the Chotzer. So I'm going to give her because of the issue that they have spent in Rishon Ryan Shah. To acquire the item.
Not to acquire the chotzer.
Thank you.
Well.
So the Magen Gibran brings that this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Ksois actually talks about this. The Nesivos talks about this in his Hakdama, the Siman, I think it's Reish Hay. We talk about
machlokes in the Rishonim.
There's a machlokes between the Rishonim about whether this the psak of the Gudah is correct. So he says chotzer is mitam yad vein yad lehektish. The Gemara actually says chotzer is mitam yad but legor mishlichus, which means even in a case where yad won't work, shlichus would work, and there is a musik of shlichus by hektish. So that's what the Magen Gibran said. There's not so pasha, but the Gudah is saying ein yad lehektish. But the iker psak is once a person finds it. He has a right to say kimli that it belongs to him and he can keep it. Okay. New case. Hamisnadav is a darvah the basic knesses, kagan peruches, vatasi kesev, bechiratsim, that person is giving some type of a donation. He's gifting something to the basic Knesset, for example, the parochas or the tasei kesef. That's like the cushion that you put on the sefer Torah or something of that sort. And b'roitz alitav shmoyolov, he wants to have his name inscribed upon it. And sibri chalam lakiblov, they can't prevent them. We don't want your name mentioned. You know, put there. Shagam atar kesevus for seven is hoisei mitzvah. So the more we endorse the idea of publicizing people are doing mitzvahs, that it's an honor to be mechabed them, the fact that they did a mitzvah, and therefore we're going to publicize who did it. Now the Rosh has a tshuva. I mean, if the person put his name on and gave it, that's not the question. The question was, he already gave it already, belongs to the shul already, and say, okay, it belongs to the shul, please go put my name on it. I say, well, it belongs to us, we don't have to put your name on it, we do whatever we want with it right now. And what's Machiah of the shul to now go put the name on it? And that's what the Rashba says, that yes, because this is the Hanhag of the Torah is, we publicize people who do mitzvahs to get in order to embody other people and then to give cover for the fact that they've done something proper. So he has a right to get that. And the Miyam Dafkin wrote to Israel to the Kabbal Dibrosa, I went to Yachalat Nisan, I believe to Shemar Law Balkarcham Shalat Zibur. You know, he offers something which we don't really need, but he wants it to be there because his name is on it. So he said, you know, keep your item and keep your name. He can't force it upon us, so we don't need it. Kosas Ere Chasidim Sim Tafkuf Gimel. Ma'i Sibachot Shabbat Beis HaKnesses Rotsa called the Yishtat Avimar Bamos Vela Rotsa. He wanted to pay for the whole thing himself. He wanted to have the schools. He could pay for the whole shul himself. Other people wanted to contribute as well. And he wanted it to be his shul with his name. So the Sefer Chasidim says, Kedeshiyya loyu lezara Hashem. He wanted to have his name, that it should be known, all the generations to know that this is Yankel shul. Because of that, the Sefer Chasidim says, the version was by refusing to allow the people to be mishtatav in a mitzvah, his punishment was that he didn't have the zera. The descendants died out. There was no shame for the zera because they're gone. So the Sefer Chasidim's point is not that wasn't a positive thing to withhold other people trying to be mishtatav and doing a mitzvah. Okay. Kosev b'meun shmuel gabay tzaka shesakar poyalim l'sayid l'kayir b'meun tzaka and litter beis medrash zois nasa b'pekudas plani gabay. So we're putting names on things. Right, so the guy said, I want my name. I didn't pay you any money, but I took care of the whole project. I'm the project manager. We should put the name, project manager, Eli Reingold, right? Come the Gabbai. So he wants to put his name on the project manager. And the Tavis and Medrash, Zois Nasim, Bekudas Plani Gabbai, the Dafka Misha Oysa, Ba'atzma, and Maktash, Mermana, Kaisrin, not Kamal Shem. Either you do it yourself, if you built it yourself, you have a right to say, I built it. Right? You gave it by building it, or you gave money. But over here, the guy didn't do it himself. He got other people to do it. He didn't. The guy didn't build, do the work himself. He hired somebody. He didn't pay his money either. So I said, "What's his role?" He's a manager. And nothing against managers, but you don't get your name on the building for being a manager. Uba Yeraba in Sinan Kufna. Okay. So in general, this musig of this Sefer Chasidim is telling us the idea of putting a name on something. There's a Zohar, it says by Migdal Bavel, it says, Nasalam Hashem, right? So, and because they don't want to be worried about being the food, so then the result was that they were not foods, right? The Russian wasn't spread everybody out. So the Zohar takes off on that and says, a person who puts his name on a shul, Shalom Hashem Shemayim, because he wants to have his name on it, the Zohar has the same idea that the Sefer Chasidim has, that the result is not very positive. So you're very careful when you want to put your name on something, that you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So yeah, no more shmuz over here. I'm not judging anybody, but it's not a simple thing.
So is it all right to say, I want anonymous up there, so not, and you don't, you tell this maybe only to the rabbi of the shul and nobody else knows?
That's what we have for
mikvah.
Is it okay? It's okay. I'm not saying there's no issue, just saying,
I mean, is it something that you should do? Is it something you shouldn't do?
I mean, in general, the idea of, there are two reasons why we want to. The Rashba says we're mefarsim asinitz, which means on our end, we have a chiyuv to give recognition and kavod for the person who decided to do something. That's what we have to do on our end. I have responsibility to have a korsatayv and express my korsatayv to you. A. B. It's a motivational factor that people will be motivated to do it like so-and-so did it, I should do it as well. That's why, you know, they have... I mean, there's a mice of Henkin.
Of who?
Not Rav Henkin, sorry. Who was it? I forgot who it was with. It wasn't Rav Henkin. It was Rav Henkin, I'm not sure. Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was the preeminent Pesach in America. In the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, Moshe was tremendously deferential to Rav Henkin. Imamish, the elder Henkin was the Pesach of America. So Rav Henkin, you know, has a comment. I'm pretty sure it's Rav Henkin. He had a comment. He says, you know, in Europe, people used to get stuck with their hands, kiss the Sefer Torah with their mouth. He says, in America, they kiss the Sefer Torah with their hand and they get stuck with their mouth. You know, they make an announcement for the appeals. You know, I am giving, like, you know, but what's the idea behind it? It's a motivational idea. But someone says, I'm giving $100. The guy says, oh, I'll give $100. You know, you want to get people into it. On the other hand, the person on his end has to know that if you're doing it because of COVID and this type of thing. So it's, you know, it's not the most, you know, there is an element of shalishma over there, which you have to be very careful with these type of things. Putting a basic knesset, which is made to be miyuchad for avodas Hashem, and doing it with the element of shalishma is an issue. So we find the balance.
So this raises another question that I've had before. People get called up to the Torah, and a number of shuls that I've been to, they say, well, you know, you want to have them make a mishaberach for you after you have your aliyah, and you say, okay, I'm going to give a matana. So that way, is that I look at that as being more like humble, not saying, okay, I want to give X number of dollars. And I've heard some other people say, no, you should actually say exactly how much you're giving. If you're really going to give it, you know, because they say some people say a matana and then they never give anything.
You know, it's a good question. Again, it's the same question. It's a balance. You're trying to find the balance.
Yeah, but I mean, what is the... I'll say the best way to do this. Should you, if you're really going to give the money, should you say how much you're going to give?
You know,
because you might come off as being gaivadik.
If you're going to go in the, if you, you know, I have to tell you, you have to be careful with you know. There's a mice with her gifter that once a bacha went over. The yeshiva had extremely his voice, his natural speaking voice was extremely loud.
Like me, okay, yeah.
Just he had a very powerful voice. Not that he would, you know, he was, when he spoke loudly, he was loud. I mean, really loud. And he could have the actual wall shake. That's how loud, how powerful his voice was.
Okay.
But when he spoke, in his natural stand, just his natural voice was very loud. So Baruch was over we had Moshe Seder right after Shacharis. Again, Moshe Seder, Baruch walks over to Rashiva. He wants an Eitzah how to deal with Gaiva. So Rashiva said to him, you know, very innocently, he says, like, look to the Baruch. He says, I'm not sure what to be about Gaiva about. So that took care of all the guy's Gaiva because the whole base manager heard it. Like, you know, like your biggest lama in yeshiva, no. Your biggest person has best memory in yeshiva, no. Your biggest master in yeshiva, no. So what are you being about Gaiva about? You know, saying, I'm saying $18, there's something to be about Gaiva about. If I say a few $100, maybe it can be about Gaiva. We have to worry about it. You have to figure out what you mean by being about Gaiva about. You know, like, you know, what am I offering already? Okay, Simakuftan Hay. Simakuftan Hay, Zakhtam Shachanar, Akashi Yotsum of Bezakneses, Yelach of Bezamedrish. In those days, the Gemara says that that you should go from the Bezakneses to the Bezamedrish. They had two different buildings. They had a building for the Bezakneses, and they had a different building for the Bezamedrish. So the Gemara says that when you leave the Bezakneses, you shouldn't go straight to work. The first thing you should always go to the Bezamedrish. Mikve Eis Lomoid, and you should set for yourself some time to learn. And it should be kavati tamatara, should be kavua. That time is set. It's sacrosanct. No matter what, you think you're going to make a good business deal, you're not going to give up your time. Mishabur will talk about that's not an option, etc. Now, zakti ramah vaf mishena de yudei lomoy. The person doesn't know how to learn. The Mishnah says in Novice we have the Mishnah introduces the idea that a person can go to Beis HaMedrash alone, just sitting there, even though you don't know how to learn. There's Schar Halicha B'Yodah, and a person learns. There's Schar Halicha and Schar Limud B'Yodah. Okay, or Yikul and Mokum V'Yilman Ma'at V'Mashu Yudei, or even if it doesn't go to there, that if a person can't go to the basic medrash for whatever reason, he should have some place where he has a kviyas. And the best thing to do should be, when we talk about kavat itim l'tara, there should be element of kviyas. It should be a place where you do it normally. Then he should make sure that he learns according to his ability something of that sort. Then he says, "V'yachshav b'inyanu." A person should also he has time for himself to think about what's going on in his life. Because believe a Yerushalayim, that will allow him to, through thinking about what's proper, what's improper, what's right, what's wrong, where he's holding, etc. So he'll acquire Yerushalayim. That's him. Like a nice Moshe Shmuel. So to Mishabura, Yelach Beis Hamedrash. These are the Gemara. So the Mor says a person goes from shul to Beis Hamedrash and he learns zechel makava pnei yashchina. So he's zechel to see the pnei yashchina. Shneamar yachol Michael al choyel yere el elukim b'tzion. So he goes Michael al choyel. So from one act of strength of power, tefila, to a second one which is Torah, yere he will be presented, he will be to Elohim b'tzion. They had different buildings for different purposes. They would daven in the basic nesses, and they would go to the basic medrash afterwards. We daven in the basic medrash. If we diving in the shul, and then after davening, there's a group of learning Mishnayos up in the front. You walk up to the front and join that group, so you fulfilled this concept of Yechol Mechayel Ochol. Okay, Beikba should be kavua. This is Gemara, Shemachnisin Adam Adin Sharlon Usay Kavata Itam Latara. So the language of the Gemara is Kavata. It has to be a kriyas. No matter what, we have to make it happen. Now it's in loss of itim. So preferably it should be right after davening if possible. We're afraid if he goes immediately to his business, we're afraid he's going to forget to do his kriyas of learning. Therefore, it would be preferable to do it before you go. Obviously, sometimes we live in a sort of a society which doesn't have the same type of flexibility that they had. You know, you had your own business. You had whatever you were doing, and you set your own time. Over here, you're working for somebody else. And the Mor talks about it. You had Portland, you know, that they were working ready from, you know, the first light. They were already working. They didn't have this option. So they had to find some other way to have a kviyas, but you wouldn't necessarily get this extra milo v'yachol mechayel ochol, but you have a kviyas. Now the Mor's lashon is kavat itim l'tara, so therefore the Mishabur is going to mention that there's a chiyah to learn b'yom v'layla. Probably you should learn by day and by night. Kavat itim, there should be a kviyas of two times, a day kviyas and a night kviyas.
When you say kviyas, I mean, is there a minimum shear? Is there a max? Well, I guess there's no maximum.
We're going to get to it. Oh. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, Eis Lomoid, so he brings this B'yardeisim Reishim Bav, the second Bir Halacha. Mosiral Mavur, the Tzarach Adam Likboya Eis Latam Atar B'yom Ubalaylos. A person has to have some time to learn every day and every night. Okay, in Menonochem Shalvav Kviyas Shachar Tzvila Shachar Yikol Gamkein B'bein Michal Amarav. So that's why he suggests they should have learning between Michal Amarav. So basically, you fulfill your chiyuv at night time. It means you come back from work, you go to shul, you daven mincha, you learn a little bit, and you daven maariv. So you fulfill this chiyuv to make sure that you learn something at night time. And that you be yotzei your chiyuv of limud Torah b'layla. And that's where the men came in many shuls to learn mincha maariv, is because you want to make sure that you have the limud at night time also. Okay, zot mishabura sukkot and gimel lomoy. So what should you learn? He gets you down to four things. You have to learn something from Tanakh, Torah Shebiksav, and also from Torah Shebal Peh. And the more tradition says that a person really should divide up his learning to three parts: shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, and shlish b'talmud. So now, when the Morris is Mishnah and Talmud, the point of the Mishnah is that is the Torah Shebaal Peh, and Talmud means the process of working and understanding it. So Rabbi Sosalantos says in one place, he says, for us, the Gemara is part of the Mishnah. That's the information, and the working with the Rishonim and the Nefarim, that's the Talmud. So it means it's not enough just to learn it very sacrificially. It has to be learning it where the person is engaged. He's grappling, he's trying to understand. Upoiskim, the Mishabura then adds that you should learn Upoiskim, which means that this has to be taken to the point where it also gives you the halacha of the Maisa. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridaya that if Balbos Nebuch only has 3 or 4 hours a day to learn, right? Because Balbos have the whole day, but the Balbos only has 3 or 4 hours a day to learn, right? Halavai, we should be grappling with that problem, right? So you might think you can spend the whole time learning Gemara. That's right. That's not true. You have to learn some part of Halacha Lamaisa. This language is the language of the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says that Balabas learns 3 or 4 hours a day. Right, that was so Halavai we should be the Rambam's Balabas. So we don't want to have a day to go by where you're missing anything. You're missing a learning. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah has no limits. L'chiyuv is whenever you're able to. Whenever you're available, you should learn. So the person who has the ability to learn and chooses not to is not respecting the Dvar Hashem. Because why would you want to do that to something of such value? Okay, now this piece over here, this siman moves from the halacha part to the musa part very very easily. Where does the halacha end and the musa part start? I'm not sure 100%. Vomer chachamin is chalun the bracha. Yushalmi soy perik test the brachas. Rabbi Chilkiya b'shem Rabbi Simon. Oh, is it terasa itim? Okay, so now we say kavata itim atar, but the language of the Yushalmi was oh, is it terasa itim? What does that mean? Itim? He does it on occasions. What's the loymer? She had a loymer ela be'itos ha'miyuchodus. Avshel eish lo p'nai lo mudlirz. I'm sorry. He makes a kviyus to learn every day. I remember in Tells we had a fascinating thing that the Rishiva with Rishiva of Chaim Stein of the Bracha would urge every member of the Yeshiva before their chasna to undertake a commitment that the rest of their life will never go by a day without an hour of learning. That was the commitment that chasen. It's like Yom Kippur, you make a Kabbalah. So his suggestion with the Kabbalah was a person will make a commitment to the rest of his life, at least learn an hour every single day. Okay?
I mean, I would assume that there are exceptions made for things like, Tisha B'Av and other,
No. You learn the parts of the Torah you ought to learn, Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur, you'll find some time to learn what's Yom Kippur, but you're going to get it every day. So then the Rishiva, of course, like all good Bali Musa, they said, okay, now you learn your hour for the Baruch Hashem, now I'm butter. No, if you can learn more, you have to learn more. So the guy said, I have a Kviyas Itim, You can't win by the Bali Musa, You have a Kviyas Itim, so I finished my Kviyas Itim. Good, it's a butter. No, if you can learn more, you have to learn more. So the guy says, Yeshua Panai, he just does my set times. Why should I come to learn in the morning? I go to the Daf Yom every night. So I fulfill my obligation. But are you available in the morning? Yeah, well, but I get to write the check at the end of the day, next to my box, because I go learn it, at 9 o'clock. So the Yerushalmi says, the Reza Mefer Bris. He's undermining the commitment which we have between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is through Torah. The person only makes different 8 times to do for Hashem, which means he has times for himself. Here's the deal. You get 2 hours a day, I get 2 hours a day. Let's get this straight, So, that's undermining the Torah. But you have to have a kviyas. So you have b'shum pam. That which is very steadfast. Now, the Morris says that the Mishmur says over here, he's going to quote me more in a second, that it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv, means you got to pay it back. I owe this. So therefore, if a person, for whatever reason, cannot learn that day, where he normally learns, he has to pay it back that night. The Morse says, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Yosef, Imam, of Parabalelia. And the Morse is referring to this idea that sometimes, I mean, he knowingly, he said, you know what, I cannot learn today. So I'm borrowing, as it were, from that time, and I pay it back at nighttime by getting back that kibbutz at nighttime. Now, later on, the Mishnah Berurah raises the question that it might have a din of a netter. So netter has, there's two ways to get a din of a netter. A person undertakes doing something one time with intent to continue it, gets a din of a netter. Or he does something three times, which is a dover toiv, even without intent to continue it, gets a din of a netter. So now you have a shal of a netter over here. So it's Mishnah Berurah over there later on says it's proper, he tells it later on in Reish Lamech Tes, it's proper that a person should speak out netter when he's undertaking such a thing. This is really what we do with Tarsadarim for, was these habeshuvs where the person never really thought about making a netter, and now he gets a netter, and one day he misses, he's over his netter. So that din of a netter like that is normally it's a derabbanan. It could be over here, it's even more than a derabbanan. In other words, that halacha, if I do it over toiv three times, I come out of the bathroom, I wash my hands with a cup, and then I fill the cup for the next guy. It's a chesed. I do it three times. I've done it over toiv three times. So the rest of my life, I'm not mechuyev al tzneder to keep filling up that cup. Well, I never meant to make a netter like that. So I do a Torah Siddur. I'm thinking, you know, I never meant to make a netter. I forgot to say a netter. I never meant to do. That's a Torah Siddur. That netter is a dinder. That's that gemara that you over toiv three times gets a din of a netter. That's a dinder abonim. But there's a Gemara in the Dorm in the first parak in the Avches. The Gemara says that a person says that I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to learn something, and he says it. And he never got another little kayyusa. By saying that, that has the status of a netter. Just by saying I'm going to do the mitzvah of learning, nishpat bekayem and lishmar mishpatei kecho. The Gemara says it's considered a netter. So the Gemara, actually, that's not that other thing. This is a special to my learning. So a person very carefully says, I'm going to learn tomorrow. You have a netter right now.
It's not what other being.
The other din of doing something three times. Let's finish up this sifka. I'm holding here. Because of kadam shalaylam kadam sheyitzim is a matter of shakris. Fill air lo einish lo yuchal lumoid bekviyus yomal kapon and pasuk echad halacha achas. So they have a strange reality. They actually used to stay to the end of davening. So then, okay, the question was: you say the end of davening, do you run out immediately, or can you chop a pasuk? Chop a pasuk. Problem is, we don't. Most of us, you know, less than we can't say the end of davening. We have to run out because we have to, you know, get to work. Right, so you know, how about we should get the pasuk acha? You know, how about should we get the, you know, get all davening in to throw in an extra pasuk also? I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really give us a very, very clear hadrach of our reality which we live in, how to deal with that. But it wasn't like it didn't exist because they had parlim, and the Mishnah talks about parlim davening chakras in the trees. You know, like, so how they get there? They, you know. And they're not allowed to. They have shibud into their balabas, and they're not allowed to. You know, we shorten their davening, we shorten their benching. I said, yeah, but I'm daf learning. So 1 second, I have one daf yomi. He tells the balabas, you know, I got a daf yomi. Come back in half an hour. You can't say that. He's got a shibud to balabas. So what's going to be over there? I don't know. Mr. Bura doesn't seem to address that point. Okay, let's hold it over here.